Good morning, Scott. A Central Indiana jury has found a second man guilty in the exploitation of a woman with dementia. 65-year-old Anna Turner was allegedly locked in a tiny room for months by three people who lived off her Social Security checks. The Herald Bulletin reports 21-year-old Louis Amalfitano was convicted Thursday on 8 of 9 felony counts. He's scheduled to be sentenced August 1st. Northern Indiana police say a man who robbed a South Bend bank surprised a teller by handing her some of the loot before he fled. South Bend police say the man in his early 20s told the teller, "Here's some of the tens back. You gave me too many tens," before he ran out of the Fifth Third Bank on Wednesday. The South Bend Tribune reports the teller told police she knew something was wrong when the man entered the bank wearing a sweatshirt on a very hot day. A national toll-free hotline for domestic violence victims is now serving Indiana residents after a state group stopped operating its own service. The Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence says telephone calls to the 800 number that it previously operated began rolling over to the National Domestic Violence Hotline yesterday. That number is 800-332-7385. The Indiana hotline averaged 1,500 calls per year. And you may be hearing fewer sirens during severe weather outbreaks. WFYI's Jill Sheridan has more.
Some Indiana counties are changing their tornado siren policies. Marion, Boone, Delaware, and Wayne counties will now only sound the sirens if there's a tornado warning or a funnel cloud spotted. Many counties start sirens when there is a thunderstorm warning, causing some people to become complacent. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
Indiana State Police troopers will be patrolling Indianapolis area interstates where motorists have stopped to watch 4th of July fireworks shows. Public Information Officer Sergeant Richard Meyer says the areas of most concern are I-65 between the South Split and Keystone Avenue and I-70 between Harding Street and the South Split. Indiana law prohibits stopping, standing, or parking on any part of the interstate or its ramps. WFYI weather, a no-zone action day again today, mostly sunny. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning with a high near 90. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 70. Tomorrow through Wednesday, mostly sunny, a slim chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high tomorrow, 94. Right now, mostly clear skies, 69 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Don Hibschweiler.